Welcome, everyone, to Family Talk. It's a ministry of the James Dobson Family Institute, supported by listeners just like you. I'm Dr. James Dobson, and I'm thrilled that you've joined us.
Welcome to Family Talk. I'm Roger Marsh. As you know, Israel was first attacked by Hamas back on October 7, 2023. The events that occurred that day were horrific, and since then, the fighting has continued, and Israel is still without peace. Recently, there was another major attack on Israel that began on April 13th and ended the following morning. Hundreds of missiles and drones were fired at Israel, and fortunately, most of them were intercepted, resulting in only minor damage. Here at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute, we've been bringing you updates on these attacks in Israel, featuring Gary Bauer, our Senior Vice President of Public Policy here at the JDFI, and also Michelle Bachman, frequent contributor to the Family Talk program. Let's join Gary and Michelle right now as they explain what is happening in Israel and what we might expect in the near future.
It's a pleasure today to be with my friend Michelle Bachman as we discuss here on Family Talk the just extraordinary things that are happening in the Middle East and specifically in Israel. Of course, all Americans, everybody, all free men and women around the world are interested in what's happening in the Middle East. We're all people worry about what the implications are. There's wars and threats of war. But it's particularly of importance to Christians because the Holy Land, Israel, that is where Christ's ministry was. And we all believe that the Bible says important things about the modern nation of Israel. Many of us believe that in God's plan for mankind, there will be tremendous, astonishing events happening in Israel that all fits into God's plan. But, you know, as we start today to kind of make sense of the headlines, Michelle, you and I got together on Family Talk about a little over 6 months ago. A horrible, horrible surprise attack had been launched by Hamas, the terrorist group located in Gaza, on the Israeli people, on Israeli civilians. There was no confusion here. Hamas launched an attack into Israel in order to kill and take hostage Israeli civilians. Here we are 6 months later. Some of those civilians are still being held. Some of them are Americans. And Michelle, you and I talked at the time about this extraordinary thing that happened in the wake of that attack, which was this explosion of anti-Semitism in Europe and in the United States on American university campuses. And so we've had a long 6 months that began with the Biden administration supporting Israel, but then over the last 6 months, the administration seemed to be moving more and more to being critical of Israel. And then earlier this month, just a week or so ago, there was yet another attack. This one, in some ways, Michelle, even worse, because this was launched from the soil of Iran on the Israeli nation. That's an act of war. Iran fired 300 projectiles, 170 drones, which I believe makes the attack the largest attack of drones ever in history. But in addition to that, 120 ballistic missiles and 30 cruise missiles. And once again, here in the United States, we saw something really astonishing, which was people cheering that that attack took place. And another round of anti-Semitism and calls for death to Israel and now also death to America. And we've got this very disturbing situation where our own government appears to be telling Israel that they cannot retaliate to that act of war. But what I'd like to do, Michelle, is start out with where were you when you heard about this and what was your first reaction to news that Iran, the government of Iran, had launched an act of war directly on the people of Israel?
Well, Gary, you've done a beautiful job setting up the problem, the events that are startling that have occurred in the last week or so. It really is a very different time when people innately, I think a lot of our audience, Gary, feel that their lives are turned upside down now in the United States. When they read the news, nothing makes sense anymore because our government is making decisions that are not in America's best interests. Why would that be? Why would our domestic government make decisions that don't help us? But what is very foreign to all of us, especially those of us who believe the Bible, who call ourselves Christians, we understand what the Bible says. The Bible is very clear in the book of Genesis. Those who bless Israel are blessed individually and as nations. And those who curse Israel are cursed both individually and as nations. And historically, the United States has been overall a nation that has blessed Israel. As a matter of fact, I think Israel would say that we are their closest ally. But what we've seen coming out of the Biden administration that you have alluded to, and not only just President Biden, but also Vice President Harris, Secretary of State Blinken, the leading Democrat in the U.S. Senate, Chuck Schumer, other Democrats in the Senate, including Senator Warren, Senator Coons, many other senators, they all, as if they were reading off the same page of sheet music, decided that Israel's the bad guy. And this is what's bizarre, because as you said, for the last 30 years, President Bill Clinton had brought parties together and created what was called the Oslo Accord. It was meant to bring peace in the Middle East. But instead of the Arab Palestinians making peace, they have been on an ongoing effort firing rockets into Israel, stabbing innocent Jews, and shooting guns and killing innocent Israelis. This has been going on over 30 years until, like you said, 6 months ago on October 7th, the unthinkable happened, and it was genocide, where literally in a day, in hours, 1,200 innocent Jews were killed, 240 innocent Jews were captured and taken as hostages into Gaza, and the world turned upside down. And ever since that happened, weirdly, the United States government has taken the side, it seems, of the perpetrators, the attackers, the Hamas terrorists. And instead, the United States government continues to say to Israel, slow down, don't defeat Hamas. You can't win this war against them. And by the way, we aren't doing much behind the scenes to get the hostages out, even though six of them are Americans. And then the strangest of all, I think, Gary, is that just before the last day of Ramadan, the Islamic 40 days of fasting, just before the end of Ramadan, there was a famous call between Joe Biden and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And in that phone call, President Biden essentially read the Riot Act to Prime Minister Netanyahu. And it was the last Friday of Ramadan. That's a day of violence and hostility for many Arabs in Israel. It was the day that the Quran was given. It's a big celebration day for the Arabs. And it was Iranian Jerusalem Day. And also it was right after they had declared that they were going to bring about revenge for the attack that occurred in Damascus. Yes. And what was that attack? It was an attack against the general who had planned October 7th. So the Israelis didn't attack an embassy or a diplomatic facility. They attacked the headquarters of the terrorists who had killed the 1,200 innocent Jews October 7th and kidnapped the 240. Because, Gary, we're not talking about Hamas, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, Hezbollah in Lebanon or in Syria, the terrorist entities that live there. What we're talking about is Iran.
Yes.
Because Iran is the grand master that is organizing all of these attacks. And why is it? It's because Iran has a very decided outcome that they envision. And Gary, they envision the death of every Jew and the destruction of the Israeli state. Now, we think that is bizarre. We think that's crazy because it is lunacy. But Iran is playing a very long game here. And they believe that they'll succeed. And why shouldn't they? Because the United States now appears that they have gone on to team Iran.
Wow.
Under President Obama, the United States, weirdly, by having the Iran agreement, enabled Iran to get a nuclear weapon. That was under President Obama. We were team Iran. Yes. I had never seen anything like it. At that time, I was in the U.S. Congress. I was serving on the Intelligence Committee. I knew the behind the scenes of what was going on. And I knew this Iran agreement was about to give on a silver platter a nuclear bomb to Iran, who had already made very clear their intent to destroy the Jewish state. Then we had Donald Trump, who was a very different character. He had fully embraced Team Israel. So we went from Team Iran to Team Israel. And now under Joe Biden, tragically, we're on Team Iran again. And we've seen that proven since October 6th, when the United States has said don't to Israel, not to Iran. It's to Israel that the Biden administration has turned against.
Yeah, you know, Michelle, the point you're making is so important. You know, I'm sure the same thing happens to you. I run into a lot of Americans and they see that are so concerned about all the headlines around the world, whether it's Ukraine or Taiwan or, you know, incidents happening, the Chinese balloon flying over the United States. And there's a lot of fear that we're going to back our way into, you know, an unthinkable third world war. And so when people see the headlines coming out of the Middle East, they get really nervous. But what history teaches us is if you want to avoid war, you have to be strong and you have to be resolute and you have to stand up to tyrants. Unfortunately, we have an administration right now that thinks you can sweet talk a country like Iran, or it's just one big misunderstanding. And one of the things that President Biden did when he took office was immediately start easing the sanctions, the economic sanctions on Iran. As a result, they've gotten access to billions of additional dollars that they didn't have in the years leading up to this administration. But as you so accurately pointed out, our government is spending more time lecturing the government of Israel, telling Israel what they can and can't do. You mentioned that phone call where Joe Biden, he actually joked about it. He said, I'm going to have a come to Jesus meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu, which was really a sort of insensitive thing to say. But I know you know this. When that phone call took place, it was people in the Biden administration that leaked it out to the public. They Yes. wanted people to know that they were telling Israel to back off and not respond to these threats and dangers that the Israeli people are facing.
And leak doesn't mean accidental.
No.
Leak means the White House, President Biden, knew that the story was going to be made public. They wanted it to be made public because President Biden hasn't been doing so well on the polls. He has people who don't support him, especially people who support the terrorists. There's huge, we see these demonstrations every day in the streets of people who are supporting murdering, raping, torturing terrorists, taking the side of terrorists on college campuses, shutting down highways, causing havoc and mayhem. That's the crowd that President Biden is supporting. And what's bizarre is these people aren't standing up for some downtrodden people. They're standing up for Iran. And the leader of Iran in 2015 wrote a famous book called Palestine. In that book, the leader of Iran said, this is our goal. He's very clear. He's not covering anything up. It's like Hitler wrote the book Mein Kampf. Khomeini wrote Palestine. And in that 416-page book, you might be able to get it on Amazon, he wrote, and I'll quote, if Muslims and Palestinians unite and all fight, the Zionist regime, i.e. Israel, will not be in existence in 25 years. They mean it. And Gary, I know that you're aware of that. In Tehran, Iran, the capital of Tehran, there's something called Palestine Square. There's a clock in that square called the Doomsday Clock. And that clock was erected because they believe that by 2040, they will have achieved their dream of killing every Jew in Israel and of annihilating the Jewish state. Again, lunacy to us, but this is the military outcome and the plan of Iran. They're deadly serious. Prime Minister Netanyahu is also serious. He believes in the sincerity of Iran. Any right-thinking person would believe in the sincerity of the mad Ayatollah that's running Iran. And as a matter of fact, he wrote that America will not launch a war against Iran. Well, just recently, immediately after that launch of an attack against Israel, Joe Biden said to Israel, "We will not help you, Israel." So Israel was attacked 6 months ago with a genocide and with the capture of 240 hostages, which America hasn't been able to figure out how to help get out. And then now it wasn't 300 rockets that came against Israel. It was 600 rockets that were fired against Israel, all at the same time, within a 2-hour period. It was a miracle that there weren't any people killed in Israel. No Israeli Jews were killed in Israel. Absolute miracle. 300 of those missiles were duds. 300 made their way. But the defensive system miraculously saved Israel. But what is strange is, think about this, turnabout is fair play. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And so if this would have happened to us, if we in America had an unprovoked attack, do you think that we would be trying to debase and take out the military equipment that fired on us so we could protect our people? Of course we would. And that's what Israel would do. Well, then why is it that President Joe Biden told Israel point blank, don't you dare touch Iran? And that's why I say, Gary, when now we have calls of conditioning even weapons and ammunition to Israel, you better do what we say, and or we won't give you any bullets. We won't resupply your Iron Dome. That's when the United States president has jumped the shark. And he has gone on to fully, boldly, loudly, unashamedly, without blushing, declaring he is putting the United States on Team Iran. Iran, which has declared openly their goal in all of this terror activity, is to kill Jews and annihilate the Jewish state. It's absolutely unthinkable.
Look, this is a really bad development for Israel. Historically in the United States, both political parties, broadly speaking, were pro-Israel.
Yes.
You know, it was a Democrat president, Harry Truman, who was advised by his foreign policy aides that when the modern nation of Israel was recreated in 1947, that he should not recognize them because it would cause us problems with some of the Muslim and Arab countries in the Middle East. And Harry Truman ignored all that advice that he was getting from the State Department and some of his most trusted advisors, and he made sure the United States was one of the first nations to recognize the modern nation of Israel. And you can just go president after president, and they've all been one way or the other. Some, you know, sometimes they get a little squirrely. You know, I think it was Jimmy Carter. He got a little confused at one point. He thought that he could work with the Iranians because he wrote in his diary that they were religious people like we were. Well, they're religious people.
They're religious, all right.
Not like we are. Not
That's
like we
right.
are. But, you know, when I got the news, and I think I actually heard it from you first, that this attack had been launched from Iran, of course,
yes.
It's very upsetting. You know, who knew what was going to happen? The intention, obviously, was to kill thousands of Israelis. But
they could have taken out whole cities
no question,
if they would have been
yes,
successful.
No question about it. But I saw, you probably saw it too, there was a meeting going on in Chicago of some groups. They called themselves anti-war. They weren't anti-war. They're anti-Israel. And when it was announced at this meeting in Chicago that these missiles had been launched, the crowd in America broke into applause and started chanting, "Death to Israel, death to America." So we've got not only a political problem with the current president, who seems to be intent on not allowing Israel to defend itself, but we have right here in our country people that not only hate Israel, but hate the United States too.
You're exactly right, Gary. And the Friday before this happened, there were people in America, in Dearborn, Michigan. There's a video of a fellow who is crying out, death to America, revolution against America. And he was for the Iranian Hamas war, the terror war. So we have that presence here in the United States. So again, why does this matter to all of us? From the perspective of the James Dobson Family Institute, this is a Christian organization that believes the Bible and believes that the Bible is what it says it is and that God is who he says who he is. And one of the central themes of the Bible is the covenant. And in the covenant, God is redeeming man from our sin and making a pathway for man to come back to God. Mm-hmm. And so part of that covenant is God created a people through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then he created a land. It's in Genesis 15, 18, the modern state of Israel. Yes. And he said, this people will be united to this specific land forever. This is my covenant. And the purpose of this covenant is to be a blessing on all families on earth. And the way that God is being a blessing through this covenant is that one day God himself would humble himself and come to this earth and die for the sins of all mankind, of anyone that's ever lived on earth. And he did. It's Messiah, Jesus Christ. And so because of that sacrificial gift of God, that is a part of the blessing. And so in Genesis 12:3, I will bless those who bless you, Israel. And I will curse those who curse you, Israel. Iran curses Israel all day long. They're going to be cursed. And the current administration's actions can lead to no other conclusion other than we are now cursing Israel. I've never seen this, Gary. In my life, in the 76-year special relationship that the United States and Israel have enjoyed, I have never seen the United States turn on Israel the way that we have turned on Israel now, telling Israel, you may not defend yourself. You have to lose a war with Iran's proxy, Hamas, and you can't defend yourself against Iran because Iran knows now, after this practice test, what Israel can and can't do. And so Israel just is expected under President Biden to sit there like a sitting duck and wait for the next attack. Well, God will have his way. We know how the Bible ends. We know that God is victorious in all of this. But we also know that Joel chapter 3, verse 2 says that, and this is a future event that will happen, that God will bring every nation to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and he will judge every nation. And there's only one criterion upon which God will judge every nation. It's how each nation has treated Zion, Israel.
Yes.
And the question will be, did our nation seek to divide the land or scatter the people or disrespect the Jewish way of life? When the United States takes a posture of putting on the jersey of Team Iran and taking off the jersey of Team Israel, we've put ourselves into a compromising position of cursing. And that is not where we want to be. That's why this fall, we're not here to electioneer. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying to our audience is all of us have a choice this fall when we go into the voting booth. And we have a choice about whether we're going to have a president. They will be wearing a Team America jersey, I hope. But I also pray that their foreign policy will be to bless Israel. And I pray that they aren't taking a foreign policy that is about cursing Israel, the way that America's current foreign policy is being played out.
Michelle, we are bringing up and discussing so many important things. I can't believe how fast the time is going. I really am going to impose on you here. Is there any chance you could stay on so we could do another show for tomorrow?
Of course, Gary. Thank you so much.
That would be fantastic.
Well, please indeed pray for peace to be restored in Israel. And that was only the first part of the conversation featuring Michelle Bachman and Gary Bauer here on Family Talk. There is so much more to discuss, so please join us again tomorrow for the conclusion of this important conversation. If you would like to share today's broadcast with friends or family, remember you can do so easily using the JDFI app or by visiting drjamesdobson.org/Family Talk. Now, if you appreciate being up to date on current events and looking at them with a biblical perspective, you will truly enjoy listening to the Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom podcast featuring Gary Bauer. Gary is the Senior Vice President of Public Policy here at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. He shares his unique perspective on current public policy issues through the lens of the U.S. Constitution and an unapologetic biblical worldview. Now, to listen in, visit our website at drjamesdobson.org and select the Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom podcast right there on our homepage. You'll be directed to the podcast page where you can then select your favorite listening platform, Google, Apple, Spotify, or Stitcher. Again, that's the Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom podcast at drjamesdobson.org. I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for joining us today. May God continue to richly bless you and your family as we come together to pray for peace in Israel.
This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.